Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back again. You're here with Matthew Bueno and the Ascended Masters Angels Presents. Today I have a very special friend of mine, Robin Alexis from Mount Shasta here. Actually, she was born in New Hampshire, and her family's from New Hampshire, but she's here with me right now. And we've teamed up together to create a different kind of show for you today. Her and I have been working together as teachers with the Mystic Radio Institute. Her website is robinalexis.com, and you can find out more about her and what she does. She's sort of like my mentor and my teacher, because she's been able to help me with extending myself a little bit further than what I'm used to. And it's really refreshing to be able to have somebody in your life to really get you out of your box, you know. And so, because when you become, you know, you start working on people, you start doing the same things, and then you meet somebody like Robin, she automatically starts to test you and your abilities to stretch your mind and stretch your heart and stretch your awareness that much more. So I'm really happy to have her on the radio with us here today. And we're going to be talking about something we've been working on here for the last few weeks now, and we started doing cold case files where we started working with spirits who are stuck between worlds, cold case files where there's people that have been hurt or murdered, and then we go in and speak to their spirit and find out where they are and find out, you know, just basically some information so we can close that file or close that case for them. So this is a brand new venture that we're both working on. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Robin Alexis so she can kind of express a little bit more to you about what she does and what we're here doing here today. Robin, are you with us?
I am. Thank you so much, Matthew. And Marilyn Monroe is here thanking us. I've been channeling Marilyn Monroe as her medium since 1998, but it wasn't until about 3 months ago that Marilyn asked me to begin to honor her legacy. She said that it would have been her 90th birthday this year, and there's been these huge worldwide events where things like her dress that she wore when she sang to President Kennedy was sold for about $3.6 million, and yet none of this money goes towards her legacy, things that matter to her. And there were three things she said, one of which is this cold case situation that we'll be talking about, but I want to kind of give you the background of how Matthew and I came to be doing this. Marilyn asked me to coordinate, starting this last Veterans Day, November 11th, an annual fundraising event in honor of veterans. She said that the most fulfilling experience of her life was entertaining the active troops in Korea. And she said she wanted her legacy to be to continue to honor these veterans. So through me, she worked with myself and my son-in-law to select a nonprofit. And the nonprofit that she selected is called Operation Homefront. The website is operationhomefront.net. What Operation Homefront does is it buys homes and does other things for veterans. And Marilyn said she always wanted a home when she was a child, and she said that she still feels that it's the American dream to own a home, and who but the veterans and their families of all people in America should have them. So we are every day honoring Marilyn's wish to donate to Operation Homefront. But there's going to be an annual event every year. This past one, the first one we did, was spectacular. If any of you didn't see any of those online events, it was extraordinary. One of the other things Marilyn asked to have created was a weekly pet show. And Dr. Nels is who she selected to do that, and he volunteered to do a Facebook Live TV show, essentially, that he does every week on Wednesdays from 1 to 2, and it's Dr. Nels' Healing Animal Ministry. The reason why Marilyn asked us to do that is she said every home pretty much has a pet, and she was quite the animal lover. So that show honors the pets, and which is interesting because Matthew and I were just talking about our own pets and what energy they've held for us in our homes. And then the third thing Marilyn asked was that we begin to open and solve cold cases with her assistance. And although I've done a little bit of work around that, I was thrilled when Matthew was like, yeah, let's do this. On Veterans Day, Matthew and I started a conference call line where we began to get information on a particular cold case. The first one that has been open for us to research is a woman by the name of Maura Murray, died in February. I don't even know. I think it was 2004. I should have looked that up before I get on the air. But regardless of that, Maura Murray herself had come to me over the years, along with some other friends that I know who live in New Hampshire who have the skill to speak to Maura, and she's been wanting to get her case solved. And my family members, some of them are in the police department, so it was like the perfect fit. I can even at this time see, as soon as that beautiful music started that Matthew has to start his show, the spirit of Marilyn Monroe came, and I can see Maura here. And so as we begin to explore how to solve her situation, I want to just recap a little bit before we tune back in today with Matthew what we got in the previous call. Some of the bullet points are that Matthew and I both had seen that the man who took her life had a tattoo that looked like Curious George, looked to me like, and I think Matthew saw the same thing, on the right forearm tattoo of Curious George. Matthew got that he had an injury to his left shoulder. Matthew also received that the individual was a veteran. He also, as I did, saw it was a green license plate, which may suggest it was someone who had Vermont license plates, which is right next to New Hampshire. And part of the reason why that's very significant is both Matthew and I saw that it appears to be a serial killer who took Maura Murray's life. And what we both received is that there may be two serial killers. There's one that everybody on the East Coast knows about, the Connecticut River serial killer, never has been solved. And we think, or at least we think so far, that there also is this other killer, and that's why the police from the two states may be having difficulty in solving any of these deaths that are going on the East Coast, because they may be getting information for one case and not realizing it's actually for the other. Matthew and I also saw that he had the kind of watches that our fathers would wear, you know, those thicker, older watches. Matthew saw it was gold. And we got last time, we believed that it was Lake Tarleton, where not only Moore's body is buried, but some other bodies as well. Matthew was able to sense that it appeared that the individual had put some sort of chemical around these bodies so it would make it difficult to track it. Like if the police were working with a scent dog, it would be difficult to, you know, have them smell an article of Maura's and then have them search out for the dead body because the killer had done something to block the scent. Matthew also saw that in the area where the body is buried, he saw that Maura's necklace was hanging from a tree. And he also saw that there was a sign. I don't remember, I believe, Matthew, you said it was a sign just kind of in general for that area. It wasn't like something someone had written on it saying, you know, bodies buried here or something like that. So we'll go back in today and see if one of the things we thought about was maybe finding the GPS of where these bodies are. We may need to call up Ralph to help us with that. And speaking of Ralph, who's a listener with us today, he also mentioned, and I want to check with Matthew to make sure this is okay, to possibly send green light to the spirits that we can't help today so that, you know, there's just easing people on the other side, that as we begin to explore this and more spirits on the other side take notice and want help, that they are soothed and given what they need as we all experience this together. The other thing Matthew and I talked about is not only will we focus, we thought for about half an hour on finding how to resolve this case for Maura Murray, but also to invite family and friends of Maura's to begin processing. Or maybe there's other people listening to the call where you've had someone in your family that was murdered or someone in your family that was a murderer, which in my case we talked about that. A deceased person who a family member of mine had killed had come in, and I'm sending her green light again, too, because I can see her again standing here with her curlers. So that's kind of the backdrop of how Matthew and I got into this. So, Matthew, I'm going to hand it back to you so we can begin to see where we go today.
Okay, so, again, thank you all, again, for listening to our Blog Talk Radio here today. Again, we're talking with Robin Alexis, and her website is robinalexis.com. And if you want to know more about Robin Alexis and what she does also does her own readings, and she does with this thing called about metaphysical mothering. And later on the show, she can probably tell you a bit more about what that's about. But for right now, I'm going to go ahead and contact Maura, and I have her in my what I call my workshop. And this is the place where we go in and we work on people that are either on the other side or we're doing distant healing when I'm not directly on the phone with them. This is the place I take them to, and it's a safe place to be able to create, to bring them in. And so I'm calling in Marilyn Monroe, and Marilyn Monroe, she's not exactly what she looked like when she was on planet Earth. In fact, she's a lot taller. I don't know if it's her shoes, if she's wearing platform shoes, or she's just hovering above the floor. And she's very, she's a big, big spirit. Marilyn Monroe, she became a master teacher when she crossed over because she had completed some part of her karma. And she's here with a passion to want to be able to help her fellow man, and as Robin expressed to you before about the home front thing that they're doing for the veterans. And so she's here, and I have Maura here with me right now. And Maura, what she's doing is she's holding her hand to her heart. She says that she feels very, very honored and very blessed that we would even take the time out to really look in her direction and help her with what's happening with her and her family. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in and just talk to her like I would talk to anybody else. But I'm going to bring in a couple of my helpers in, Master Kithumi, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, Raphael, and Ashtar is going to be standing behind, because if we have to do any space travel or back journey travel into the past or to the future so we can get more ideas and more clues about where she's at. And so, again, Maura is saying that she was killed by a man in the older generation, in the 60s or 70s realm, and he likes to talk about himself a lot. He has a work truck that has a green license plate, and she says that he likes to, he has like a dual personality, and we got this from her before as well when we talked to her before. He is a multiple personality person where he's very presentational, has a good presence when he comes and he does his job or his landscaping work that he does. And also he has this dark back behind his eyes. She says you can really see the kindness of his eyes. And then when you get to know him, you also feel like the darkness of him. So, Maura, I just need to know, I got some I'm Robin Alexis here, and I just want to find out from you, GPS, you know, just kind of give me an idea about where you're buried and where you feel you are in New Hampshire. And we talked to you before about having being by a lake, and there's a sign about overhead electrical lines or the water raises. There's some kind of warning sign that you were showing me by the path where your necklace is hanging in the tree. Can you give me more of an indefinite place that you were buried, you know, in this place? And she says, she's saying that there's a lot of spray paint where kids go and spray paint on the rocks, graffiti. And she says that next to the graffiti, there's like this real tall rock, and then a bench, like a picnic bench behind it. And to the right, around by the lake, she says there's a lot of leaves on the ground where a few of them are buried. So she's saying that she was not the only one that was his victim. There were other victims from the same man. All right. So I need, Robin, what would you like me to ask her?
Well, ask her first. Last time we got, we thought it was Lake Tarleton. Can she tell us if it's actually that lake? Because with what you just described, I would think it wouldn't be too difficult to find that if it's actually Lake Tarleton, which is in New Hampshire.
Okay. So I'm going to ask her, is it Lake Tarleton that you're buried in? And she's holding her. She says, yes, it is Lake Tarleton. So she's nodding. And she's very sad. And I'm just going to give you some of the listeners here. You know, when you're in contact with spirits who have crossed over, you got to remind yourselves, too, that they're still humans. That they just because they don't have a body doesn't mean that we don't care. That this is not a dog and pony show. We're not trying to look good. We're not trying to, you know, get you to believe what we believe. We're merely sharing you a story and experience that there are spirits that have a place to go and a place to ascend to. And when they're lost between worlds, or they feel like they have unfinished business, or they feel like they have something they need to complete on the planet before they completely cross over, you know, that's that old human feeling that she's taken into this world. She's worried about her family. She's worried about her mom, her dad. She's worried about her siblings. She's worried about her friends. She's worried. She's thinking more about what's happening on this side, and not so much about being on that side. When the hardest part is letting go of this world and really seeing justice to be done. So this is where we come in, and we help not only them to show them that we care, but to be available to support and validate what they say. And so it takes us as human beings to be able to have enough compassion and enough drive and enough love to work for these people, to help them, to help these spirits, you know, to help them cross over. And I believe that, you know, this is something that not every psychic and not every clairvoyant has ever done, because we're usually working on people who are alive here on Earth and, you know, helping them to ascend. But when you get to this point, it's just a matter of really learning how to connect with spirit world. So I just wanted to put that out there for you, for you, all your brand-new listeners. If you've never heard us doing something like this before, if you've never heard this kind of work being done before, this is an introduction to you. So I'm going to go back tomorrow, and I'm just going to ask her, just let her know what we're doing, you know, out of respect, and just let her know that we're actually on a radio show, and we're talking with her, and Marilyn Monroe is actually going over to her right side, and she's telling me that I need to look deep into Mara's heart, and so I'm going to look into her heart light, her heart energy. And she says that she has made up a video or a vision for me to see. So I'm a very good seer. So I'm going to go ahead and look into Mara's heart and see if I can see the vision, the movie that she's showing me. And so what I'm getting in this movie, she's showing me that she's running from this man. She's showing me she's running. And along the way, she tried to desperately put marks on the ground and throw things on the ground and throw things everywhere so we would find her breadcrumbs to where she is. Because it looks like she's showing me that she hid, not by the lake, but someplace near it, like an old This looks like an old abandoned home or abandoned building on the main drag. And then she continued to go through the forest and got to the lake. She left something there at the abandoned house. So, Robin, can you find out if there's any abandoned houses around the area of that lake?
Well, right by there, there was an abandoned dance hall. Is that the place she's talking about?
She's nodding, yes, that's it.
Okay, well, since then, I believe that's been purchased and made into a restaurant. I'd have to, you know, obviously look it up. But that was abandoned for a very, very long time, and it's right by there. It's very good information. Is there anything around there that people could find?
So I'm asking her that right now. And she's telling me to look back in the vision. So I got to go look back in the vision. And while she's in there, she's shaking, she's cold. She's trying to write stuff down. She's trying to, like, inscribe it into the floor or into, like, some kind of cardboard. It keeps breaking or ripping, and she's frustrated, and she's throwing, like, the pencil down, trying to find something sharp to make her mark or to let her know where she's at. And I can hear the man outside the wall banging on the wall now because his energy, just feeling his energy, he's desperate now. He needs to get her before she can tell, you know, so before she can tell the cops or, you know, about what's happening. And I can hear him breaking a wall down or breaking something down. She's hiding behind something like a closet. It almost looks like one of those little, in those old houses they used to have where you would fill the laundry up in this opening and then you pull the rope up. And it's like something like that, a little cubby. And she's kind of a real short person too, so she was able to fit in there. And so now then the vision I'm looking at, it's like almost like a movie. He's coming in. He's grabbed her by the ankle and pulled her out of that box, and she's yelling. And so I'm just going to watch a little bit more of this and see if she leaves anything behind. She looks like she dropped her ring or something in her ring. Oh, maybe that's what she was talking about before, her ring. She dropped her ring in that place. But it doesn't make sense to me. Why would she do that? Because how are they supposed to locate her if they left the ring? If she left the ring in the abandoned place, how are they supposed to find her?
Well, what you said last time is that the guy had cut off her finger and that there was, you talked about the ring then, so maybe he did that to her there, and that's why the ring is showing up.
So we're going to, and I'm seeing her being dragged out, and he's putting her in his work truck. It looks like a water truck or something. It has a big, big back end and a really high seats. And he has her, like, in a chokehold while he's driving. And he's a really big man, and she's a, you know, just a little person. And in the vision I'm looking at that she's showing me, it looks like it's nighttime. It's really super dark. There's not a lot of lights. And she's whimpering. And so I don't know if I want to go any further than this. I think that I'm just going to stop right there.
Could I ask you some questions?
Sure. Let's go for it.
Okay. One of the things, my brother, who was a cop for 27 years, and he can get information to the detective who has this cold case in file, they wanted to know if she was actually, you know, like if the car where they found it, was that really where she, like, did her car really crash and did she really get taken from there, or was her car put there to make it look like she had been there?
Okay. So was she have a small car like a Corolla?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so she's saying that she left it there.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to again when you were looking.
Yeah.
I got the same thing. And I'm also hearing, as you were telling the vision, Matthew, my sense is that Maura wanted us to know, and she wants her father to know, that she fought for her life. She didn't just,
lay down.
She really, really fought. And that's important for her to know herself that she did that. And obviously she's still fighting for her life because she has gone out of her way to communicate to mediums for over a decade. And I feel her saying that that's really important for people to understand that. And now I can hear Marilyn Monroe coming in too. It's like, hey, you know, we on the other side, we have to keep knocking on the door, psychic door of mediums to keep this going. And I'm also hearing, Matthew, that the other deceased girls who are buried by Maura, I feel like they're starting to stir. It's like either Maura's like calling them to her to say, hey, some shift is coming, or they're just waking up. But I feel like we can call upon all of their higher selves, not just Maura's, to call in more energy and support to find all these girls, not just Maura. It's like she's the surrogate healer for these girls, these women.
Yeah, okay. So as you're talking, I saw one of them come forward, and she smelled just like Maura. She smelled like manure, and had like mud on her face and leaves. Like she just was like buried next to manure, or something really strong smelling. And what I'm looking at, and I don't know where this is coming from, but I see a white fence with a yellow house or yellow barn. That's when that weather woman came in. She's a little bit. She looks to me to be maybe 2 years older than Maura, and then there's a younger one, younger than Maura, but I haven't seen her yet. There's this other one, and she says that she lost a belly button ring, like the man took the belly button ring. So this guy's into jewelry, you know,
yes,
taking their jewelry and holding on to them like as souvenirs. So this sounds like more of a serial killer than just a random guy who's just going out killing young girls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it looks like she's telling me, the one with the belly button ring that she lost, she says that when he took it, he had like almost like a keychain full of these rings or belly button rings or just different jewelry attached to it. And he smelled like Old Spice, she says. She's giving me detail about his smells. Old Spice. He has a beard. He has a little bit of a scar on his left cheek. And that something that fell, he told her the story that something fell on him when he was trying to get hay or something. A pitchfork came off and nailed him on the face, and he has this scar there on his left-hand cheek. She's telling me a little bit more detail. She's telling me that he has a really bad shoulder, that he talks and complains about his shoulder a lot. So Benjamin, she's telling me his name might be Benjamin. Benjamin, she's saying Benjamin, 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 over and over again. Benjamin. Oh no, you can't do that. Okay. I'm sorry. I got a little confused because I had a friend who just crossed over. His name was Benny. So I got a little confused there on a little crossroads. So I'm thinking that maybe she's talking about my friend Benny. Anyways, can you repeat that name to me again, please? Benjamin. Okay. So. And so she's giving me details about the man who subdued her, and he was he almost, she says that he tries to look very handsome. He makes her, he smells like cologne. He fixes his hair, even when he's on the job. He tries to make himself look very presentable and very trustworthy, and that was the reason why she trusted him to come into her house and do some renovation work in her home. So it sounds like he's a landscaper, a construction guy. Handyman is what she's saying. Handyman. He's a handyman. Okay. Robin, are you getting anything?
Yes. I feel like I keep hearing Ralph bringing up GPS, which I think we should get to that a little bit more in terms of the location of the graves. But I was also hearing that in future calls, that you and I can do some research and find out the names of the missing women from that area who people suspect were victims of either the Connecticut River Killer or this other killer that you and I are tapping into, because then we can actually get, like, more GPS information, because what I'm hearing is that we may not actually get enough information to solve Maura's case first, even though she's the one that really stuck to getting communication, but it may be through some of these other spirits with the details they can bring that will give us the pieces we need to get to the police, whether in Vermont or New Hampshire, to solve this for all of those women, girls or women, whatever we want to call them, because some of them look like they're teenagers to me. So I don't, I mean, we may need to unmute Ralph and ask him if he's got GPS on his cell phone, and maybe he could help us with this if he could pull up the Tarleton Lake, because I really don't know how to do that. Do you know how to do that, Matthew?
Can you give me his number so I can see who which one it is?
Let me just pull up his last digits here. It would be the last four numbers of 4473?
Nope.
Okay, maybe he's on his home phone. And
I have
I don't...
5243. Your number is 0362 or 3855.
Do you have a 360 for area code?
Yeah.
That would probably be Ralph, because he's 360.
Okay. Hey, Ralph, is that you?
I am.
Okay, good.
Can you help us with a GPS? Do you have that on your cell phone?
I am sorry. I am not not technically advanced enough to know how to work it on my phone.
Okay, well then let me see if I can just ask Suri and see if I can pull something up here. Is that okay with you, Matthew?
Sure.
All right. GPS Tarleton Lake, New Hampshire.
Sure, Lake Tarleton State Park.
Okay, here we go. It just told me how long it would take to get there. So that's not quite what I wanted. Let's see if we can... let's see, I'm going to back that up again.
While you're doing that, can I add that I think that the information that there is a set of rocks with graffiti on it, that area should be known by the people in that area. Certainly I would imagine the police would know it.
Yes, I do agree with you. That may be enough. So maybe we just should
rock.
Go with that.
Yeah, tall rock with leaves off to the left. Sounded pretty good, guys.
Okay. All right. Then let's go with that right now. I'm still seeing other visions that I have had before in terms of this. One was a white 18-wheeler truck. I'm seeing that again. And then I'm seeing that the white truck that I talked about before, which is an older truck. They had a red seat that went all the way across. I don't know what year those trucks were made. And then I'm seeing the dog again that I saw in the front seat of the car. Let's just back up here and see. Well, actually, I hear more saying that's enough for now in terms of location of bodies. Maybe now what we could do is send a blessing or something to not only this situation, to kind of highlight it in bringing the most benevolent outcome for them, but for others also. The other thing that was popping in, so you can go in any direction you're guided to, Matthew, is I was wondering if it would help us, who's ever on the call, to maybe do a clearing if we've ever been a victim of a cold case that never got solved, so that we could be like surrogate healers for creating a blueprint to lift it up so these things don't linger so in the cosmos.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So whichever way you want to go, just let me know and I'll be with you.
Okay, and what is that again? What do you want me to do?
Do you want to, lift up the particular Maura group into a benevolent outcome, or do you want to just do a general solving all cold cases? Should we work on where we have cold cases at our own frequencies to move the energy towards resolving these things, no matter who it is or just Maura? And I'm getting just Maura, so I'll throw that back at you again.
So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just ask Mary Monroe and my other guides here to raise the frequency as well as the vibration to give awareness to the policemen who are involved and to be able to have some of these clues that we're getting in our psychic awareness and in our awareness to be able to be infiltrated into the dreams of those men or those women who are working on this case and
Brilliant.
To bring the feeling of inspiration and to dissolve some of the walls or barriers that they have between the spirits who have crossed over and to the people who are working on these cases, on these cold case files. That way they can feel more of an intimate connection without just feeling like they're a foreigner in a foreign land, and that it brings it more into energy of fruition. So I'm asking Archangel Michael to do that right now. And he says one of the biggest issues with people is that they treat every case as if it was their first. Instead of using the experiences from different cases, they only piece together the evidence that correlates with another. It's like they don't always piece together information from different cold cases to make them match, because if they did that, they would get thrown off the trail. So they try to really look at each case as a brand new experience. So Archangel Michael says is giving me he says that way to do this would just to put it in their high self, and that's what he's going to do. We're going to put the energy in their high self to make this a priority rather than just one of those big cases that never got solved. So we're putting that energy into that crown chakra of each of those policemen who are working on these cases for anywhere in the world, and to raise this vibration and the awareness of that. And also, we want to put an energy around the killers, the murderers, and that help and make them face their karma at an anticipated and accelerated rate, so they can't keep doing the things that they're doing, especially if it's something that hits home with our own families, people we know, and to raise that vibration to let them know that this is not okay. So we're putting that energy around that. And to all you listeners here today, whether you're hearing it for the first time today or you're hearing this this show in the future, I want to go ahead and put some energy into your bodies with a prayer. This is not a Wicca thing or, this is not a witch thing. This is a love thing. I just want to ask Christ to come through my crown chakra and into my heart and place a light around your body to protect you and anything that you think, say, or do or travel to. And remember that when you travel in your car and you're going someplace that you've never been before, burn some sage, make a prayer, burn a candle, touch your car and say, hey, get me there safe. Visualize yourself getting from point A to point B with no, without any kind of negative things happening, And when you're conscious of what you're doing and when you're traveling, you're more aware of your awareness of your surroundings. And then when you're more aware of your surroundings, you're able to keep yourself safe that much more. And I'm always saying that not to put fear into you, but to put love into you, to let you know that, this is something that we want to do, but we also want to help maintain the sense of awareness for people that when you travel, just to be safe and to keep clear. So we have one number here with their hand up. So I'm just going to, if it's okay with you, Robin, I'm going to let them come on so they either talk to us or tell us something that's going on with them.
I do just want to remind people before we do that, that we will be posting the show in a variety of places. One, it will be on the Marilyn Monroe Medium Robin Alexis Facebook page, and I don't know where else Matthew will be posting it, and I guess it's always on file at Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to remind people that Matthew and I are offering another class starting February 2nd, which is a Thursday, in the Mystic Radio Institute, which we can talk about more later. But, yes, let's take some calls now. That's great.
Okay. All right, so I'm taking this call, 619. The last four digits is 5243. You're on the air with Matthew
hello.
And Robin.
Hello. My name's Donna, and I'm in San Diego.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Welcome.
And, you know what? I'm not really sure what to ask. so many things that run through my mind, but maybe, oh gosh, I don't really know. maybe messages of some sort, or just anything that would be helpful.
Robin, I'll let you take this.
Okay, so Donna, I feel like in a way you feel a little lost, like a lost soul frequency yourself. So when we were talking in terms of like souls crossing over and being kind of in between worlds, I feel like there's a lot of your energy that is between worlds. And I'm actually hearing that you have been multiple times a victim of cold case yourself. And your energy, it's like your battery pack energy, where your connection to Mother, Father, God, it doesn't feel completely plugged in. And I see these kind of fragments or disassociated parts of you. And I think you're a very important person to have on this call, because you are a person who's attempted to reincarnate to resolve these things. And so I want to ask Matthew if he's also sensing that. And if he is, what can we do to help Donna that you're receiving?
I'm picking up on the same thing. There's like a lower vibrational mundane energy happening in your field, Donna. And it feels like you're being sucked dry. It feels like you're being held back by some energy in your life that you're not completely on board with. Like there's something going on either in your family or relationship or your job where you're being held back from your full potential. Does that any of that resonate with you, Donna?
Well, I don't know if it's my environment, because I'm a caregiver, and maybe it's the person that I'm caring for. I'm not really sure.
So in your second and first chakra, the vibrational energies around that area where you're showing it, sometimes it shows up as gold or bright blue or bright purple about your connection to the planet. And so in your energy field, it's like really like mundane, not so much dark, but just like you're not fully present in your body, like you're in between worlds, like what Robin was saying. Have you ever done anything like this before? Have you ever done meditation? Have you ever had someone work on you?
I haven't had anybody work on me, but I've tried meditation.
So this is pretty much all new to you then, what we're saying. So basically we're talking to you in Chinese, right?
No, I learned, I'm learning a lot.
Okay. So in your second and third chakra, all right, there's an energy force that it talks about your creativity, what you're here to do on the planet, and it shows up as colors coming through your body.
My question was going to be, what is my life purpose and my mission? Maybe that's why that's where you're seeing
And you're a very creative person, but you're not in your full potential. It's like you're being held back. You're stuck in the past and not in the present. You know, and so what we can do for that is that, first of all, I need your permission to connect to your high self. Do I have permission to do that?
Please, yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a vortex to go down into your body and to create a grounding cord. And then we're going to do some forgiveness, okay? And what that means is that I'm just going to talk to you about your mom and your dad, and especially your father, and just, you know, whatever it is, you don't have to give me any detail. Even if you don't feel like there's anything there, a lot of times that we don't feel completely like ourselves on the planet here to do the things we do is because there's a lot of programs and belief systems around our parents about how they raised us. And so what we want to do is that we want to disconnect you from any of those programs or belief systems that you have around your parents, so we can release you to be an infinite, beautiful spirit of God and not a product of your family. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go in your second chakra and release this energy and this program inside you. And then I just want you to forgive your mom in the way you know, just tell yourself, your high self, God, please, I just want to forgive my mom. You know, I'm here saying here is my sovereignty and in my humility and my sincerity, and I'm asking to guide my heart and my thoughts to forgive my mother and my father. And as you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and send a purple light into your second chakra and remove you away from that energy field so you can be more of a beautiful, transformative
I don't know why I'm having such a hard time talking to you. Transformative energy to come around your body and to help to bring fulfillment, you know. And Master Kundalini says, you know, it's important, you know, when you have something that you want to do in your life or something that you're curious about, it's important to make baby steps. Make tiny goals that you know yourself that you can create and you can accomplish. Because if you make things really too big and too grand and you fail, you just give up. So it's important to make little things important to you, you know.
So thank you.
As you're doing that, I can see the change and shifting in the energy. Robin, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I do. I can feel the overlighting diva of her Akashic records, and I feel it's important to call in these memories that I'm seeing in her field that are still lingering out there that are in complete dovetail with what we're talking about with cold cases, but it's also dovetailing into what Matthew and I were talking about before we get on the radio show, is that finally there's resolution with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and the pipeline company, that they're going to move that. And we were told that one of the things we needed to focus on was to send rejuvenation to the water protectors who had been so exhausted. And I'm seeing you in previous lifetimes. One, I see you were caring for your father in one lifetime, and you went out to, like, get water at a well or something, and you disappeared, but you were a victim of a cold case. I can also see that there's been another lifetime where you were, like, the daughter or the wife of someone who you suspected or knew was a serial killer, but you were terrified for yourself and your children, and so you are walking a really, really, really fine line, and I feel that you're bringing a tremendous amount of healing, not only to yourself, but to this whole concept, this fluidity of life, not only in terms of a cold case in healing yourself, but opening the energy, even in terms of, you know, the elements and working with the discordant energies between different, yeah, there you go, your energy's moving now. Now, I may start chanting or singing, but while your energy is recapitulating, I think you would be a really good person to take Matthew's in my class starting February 2nd, because as Matthew said, you've got a lot of energy that's very benevolent and very useful, and you're not sure, A, what it is, or B, how to use it, even if you knew. And the fact that you are calling in and receiving past life healing, present life healing, seeing this, to me, part of your soul purpose is not only healing yourself, but becoming an instrument of creativity and healing for other people. And out of your upper chakra area, I'm seeing a lot of karma of spirits that are coming out of your field. I think you've housed a lot of energy to protect people. It's like you brought it with you from other lifetimes. And again, the spirit's saying for me to say that how many people may have some sort of niggle in their mind or actually know that someone that they're involved with is potentially a killer, and they're not willing to own it for whatever reason. They're terrified for whatever reason. And so you're bringing this healing to this. Yeah, there it goes. It's really moving nicely. Are you able to feel this in your body at all, Donna?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. There's more sound healing. It's definitely coming into your heart, and you're showing me that you have a very compassionate heart. And when I say compassion, I actually mean being compassionate in that you held all this energy for generations and for lifetimes to bring it up. You were so meant to be on this radio show, but also you feel very connected to a being who calls himself Compassion. Some people think that a medical medium by the name of Anthony Williams is the only one who channels this being, but I see that you have connection to this being. This being is a part of God. It's like the fingertip of God. And he's able to, this Anthony person is able to channel information very specifically for people of what they need to take, like what they need to take to change in their diets to heal their bodies. And I feel you have a connection to that being and that you could become an instrument or a channel of that. So you probably have been in multiple incarnations with some very kind of dark situations to bring healing, but you weren't able to do it in that particular timeline, so you're bringing it into this timeline now. Now, as I continue to speak with you, I see a woman who was murdered in Hollywood. Her name was Elizabeth Smart. She was referred to as the Black Dahlia. And I can see the man who is suspected of that murder. He's suspected of being a serial killer. His name was Dr. George Hodel. And for some reason, I'm feeling that energy tracking into you. And I think we need to block that because there's too much energy coming through. And you just need, oh, I see what it is. I see that you track back to previous incarnations with that soul. Seems to be going back to Jack the Ripper. I don't remember exactly what the timeline was on that. I believe it was in England, probably London. And, yeah, now your energy is really clearing here. That's much better. I'm going to go back to Matthew to see if he can see more or clear more out of your field and continue to rebalance your energy.
Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm holding space for Robin. She's doing this. And so in your crown chakra, it looks like you have had in the past some visitations. It looks like some of the ETs have been monitoring you. And there's that real feeble, it's like looking at one wall and seeing yourself knowing everything about what you have to do on this planet. And then there's a wall there where you're kind of just looking in the mirror and putting on your makeup and just kind of figure out, what am I supposed to do today? And so it's like a no-brainer, you know, about what you're here to do and what you're here to create. And so I think what's happened is that there's a block in your psyche that has been programmed into you from your parents is what we were working on before. And we want to just clear that energy for you right now in your second and third chakra and allow you to feel more present in your life rather than just like a foreigner in your own life and not knowing what you're supposed to be doing and where you're supposed to be going. And one of the things I noticed about your spirit is that you're a people person, but there's not a lot of, like, you need to, it's important, I shouldn't say you need to, but it's important that you surround yourself with people who uplift you, people who inspire you, people who can help you move forward on your path. And the more that you change inside and you search for that for yourself, the more you're going to attract those people to you. And it's like a word of mouth. When something good travels from one person to another, it keeps going like wildfire. I'm sorry. I'm just tripping over my words today. I don't know what's going on.
I will look at that with you in a moment because I am feeling like something's tugging on you, Matthew. But I want to stay with Donna until we close this particular experience with you. I'm feeling Marilyn Monroe being very close to you, standing very close to you, Donna, and I feel she's offering you understanding. She's saying that you're one who brings in the teachings of the Divine Feminine and the Divine Feminine Heart of God, and that as humanity is evolving, we're becoming more aware of our heart minds and living from our heart minds and our heart energies in general. And so on the one hand, you have a willingness to not get too stuck in your head, but then you ended up getting stuck in your head because of all these things, whether it was, you know, belief systems that parents taught you or ETs or whatever. I can see Marilyn Monroe putting her hand over her heart and including asking you to put your hands over your heart and to be willing to move more into your heart. And then she puts her hand over your hands on your heart, and she's looking you in the eyes, and she's saying to you that in this place of being in your heart, she wants you to ask yourself if you are ready to be teachable, if you're ready to have teachers. And if you are those teachers Matthew and Robin? And she says she's not telling you this to market something to you, because if it's not right, she doesn't want you to do it. She just wants you to feel into it and that it is right for you to take action. And so I can feel her stepping back away from you. And Donna, just so you know, if you do want to learn more about that, you go to robinalexis.com, click on the Mystic Store, and you'll see one of the things that you can purchase is Mystic Radio Institute Level 1 class. That you go there, you can read all about it, and you can decide if you want to be one of the students for that class. So just be with that and be in your heart, and that will be your first step in kind of owning your authenticity, not necessarily signing up for the class, but choosing even whether you want to or not is the point of what Marilyn is saying to you. Wow, I can totally feel your energy coming in very strongly. So I'm going to kind of back away from you and just sort of tuck you in a little bit, and then I need to move my attention to Matthew and find out what is going on with him. And Matthew, what I'm sensing is that, and I talked to you about this on November 11th when we had done the conference call, after we hung up from doing the conference call, I called you and I said that I felt that the spirit of the murderer was in your field, that he likes a lot of attention. And I can feel him sort of tugging on you again, that it's like he's sort of baiting. No, I don't know if baiting is the right word, but kind of dancing with you a little bit. Are you feeling that at all, Matthew?
As you're talking, I've got a little bit of a headache on my right side again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It feels like there's something in my field, but I can't feel what it is. So I'm just going to actually bring in, Donna, how are you doing? I didn't want to leave you hanging there.
Good point.
Did she leave? Oh.
Yeah.
I think she dropped. Okay.
Okay.
So, basically, what I feel right now in my field is that I feel like there's something there, and it feels like someone who's actually tapping into their own psychic realm, but it doesn't feel threatening to me. It feels like, should I or shouldn't I tap into your field? You know, and I can feel my field, and I'm not bragging or telling stories, but my energy is much more bigger than this energy that's trying to come in, but as it's trying to push on my light, it's kind of like it's forcing me to feel what they're trying to. Okay. So I have another spirit here. It's not. It feels like somebody who else has been murdered.
Yeah.
In the same thing that we're doing, and I can feel it's a male, and he's crying in front of me, and he's been in. Well, this is somebody else, so I don't know what you want me to do. You want me to talk to him?
Well, I feel that maybe, maybe we need to think about closing this particular call and maybe talk to him next week and put a lot of green light around him and ask him to come to us next week with some clarity and his guides and information so we can be of service to him, because we need to rest and honor that this sort of thing can be taxing. And I think if we could take the last few minutes of the show and just send a blessing and healing to everyone who's been involved, but certainly the water protectors at Standing Rock and everyone who's been there, because whether they were there physically or not, a lot of us have certainly been involved energetically. And
it's funny, you know, when we start doing this work, you know, either we're on the air or in a conference call or just talking to one another, Robin and I, we open up all these doors. And because this is a new thing and we yet haven't found our rhythm or like our foundation about how to orchestrate this kind of work with each other right now, what happens is that we open the door and all of them want to come in. They all want to funnel in. They all want to be talked to. They all want help. And it's just a matter of really choosing the honorable time to really focus on one person at a time. So, and just want to give you guys some insight about what, you know, this is taxing, but it's also wanting to have a passion to help these people to move on. So yes, I'm really happy about the water protectors and our president finally stepping up and saying, hey, you know what, this, you guys aren't going to get this permit. I was watching a little bit of a YouTube video, but what I was talking to Robin before was that yesterday there was so much light in the air. When the sun was up, it was almost like I was in a cartoon. It didn't even feel like the real world. It was so bright outside and so lit up with joy and energy and love that I opened up every window in my house so that I can let that light in. And then when I went to ceremony, I went to an EPI ceremony, which is also the non-Indian word is sweat lodge. When I went to an EPI ceremony yesterday, I was singing and praying about that because you can really feel the intensity of energy of love, like the earth is really happy that the people are coming together and finally standing up for something that the earth has been providing for so long for our people, you know, as a human race since, you know, year one on this planet. And the earth is finally feeling that love that we're giving back, and it's just giving back that energy or that beacon of light or that giving us a sign that, you know, there are better things to come. And then today for that to happen is just kind of like a validation for what we were feeling about yesterday.
So as we begin to thank the fact that people are starting to listen to each other, that whether it's a cold case or a pipeline or water protectors, that God gave us two ears and one mouth, that we may listen twice as much as we speak, and that if our words do not increase the beauty of silence, then perhaps it's best that we don't speak at all. So with that, I just want to let the spirits know that, especially this male that stepped in, that we will hear from him next Sunday. And in the meantime, I will send the recording of this call, of this radio show, to my brother, who was the cop for 27 years in New Hampshire, and see if he can get the information to who it might be useful for, that they can go check out that specific area around Lake Tarleton. And I'd also like to remind people that the recording of this will be on the Marilyn Monroe Medium Robin Alexis Facebook page, as well as Matthew can tell you where else it will be. And to remind you that if you feel called in your heart, because that's where Matthew and I want to serve you, is in your heart. If you're called to either work with Matthew or myself individually or to take a class with us, our next class is beginning February 2nd, which is a Thursday night in 2017. It's 8 consecutive Thursday nights. And the teaching primarily is technology, energy technology that Matthew has learned. And then I bring the energy that I have just sustained and nurtured in the past years of my work. And then Matthew and I bring that together to be of service to you. And we are offering $150 off that class right now until the first of the year. We like to have 8 students. We keep our classes small numbers so we can be of service to each person. So if you're guided, you can learn more about the class and booking appointments with Matthew and I in the Mystic Store, which is at robinalexis.com. And with that, I think we're okay. What do you think, Matthew? Are we okay to close the show?
Yeah, it feels pretty good to go ahead and close it. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of you who are listening today and tomorrow in the future, and to just remind you again to be good to yourselves. And this is the time of year where, you know, we really try to bring a lot of joy and love into our world, and that the new year is just a new year, you know. In order for us to change ourselves, we have to change about what we're giving so we can change about what we're receiving. And so I just want to ask for a blessing upon Robin Alexis and her husband Bob and all the people, anybody else who is struggling today, and whoever's traveling on the roads today. And just put an energy out to all the water protectors to give a blessing, to give them some kind of relief of all the energy they've been putting into this since last August, you know, of doing this work out there and really standing up for the people. And also the DAPL, also the policemen, and all the energy they put, the things they had to sacrifice, you know, and not always making the right decisions, but trying to weigh out the pros and cons and to really help people to get out of bigotry, out of judgment, you know, and help people to really look at each other as human beings rather than the presentation of what we look like or the color of our skin or the way we talk or the way we smell or whatever, what have you. And so I just want to say thank you to the Creator and to God and to the Masters and all the ones that follow Robin. And again, if you want to, are you interested in more, learning more about what I do too, my email or my website is ascendedmasterangels.com, and you can find out more about the events that we are having this next coming year, and also listen to Robin Alexis on her radio show that she has. And what day is that, Robin?
It's Wednesdays at noon Pacific Coast Time, 3 p.m. East Coast Time. It's Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And again, you can learn about that at robinalexis.com. So you can experience Matthew and I on Sundays on his show, and Matthew is also a host on Robin Alexis, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. So start enjoying us, and we'll enjoy you.
All
Sounds
right.
like a plan.
Thank
you,
again,
you
Robin,
so much. You're
All
welcome.
Right.